Two very big things happen in California politics every 4 years.
I, Gray Davis,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
I, Arnold Schwarzenegger,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
I, Jerry Brown,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Yes, we elect governors, but the race for governor is also used to reset California's initiative process. The law uses the total votes cast in the governor's race as the benchmark for how many voter signatures are needed to get a measure on the statewide ballot. To qualify an initiative or a referendum, it's signatures equaling at least 5% of the total votes cast for governor. For a state constitutional amendment, it's 8% of those votes. And now the sobering bottom line. This year saw the smallest number of total votes cast in a California governor's race since 1978. That means for 2016 and 2018, it will be easier to get an initiative on the ballot than at any time in more than 35 years.
I think it is an enormous shift in the landscape that we have not seen in at least a generation.
Beth Miller is a political strategist who served as a top aide to former Secretary of State Bill Jones. She says, get ready for a frenzy of initiatives in 2016.
You have a record low requirement for the number of signatures you need, and you have more time to gather them.
More time is thanks to a broad series of changes in the initiative process signed into law earlier this year. Those changes were designed to make it easier for grassroots activists to qualify initiatives, but all of this change will boost pretty much everyone, including those groups who are expecting to pay big money to gather signatures.
The normal conventional wisdom to qualify something for the ballot used to be about $2 million. Now it could be $1 million or even less.
Ned Wigglesworth is a campaign strategist whose work is focused on initiatives. He says the most likely winners are the various groups angling to propose tax increases, from a higher tax on tobacco to extending 2012's temporary income and sales taxes to even those who want a new tax on oil and gas production.
The lower signature thresholds and the lower cost for qualifying measures, I think, make it a little more likely that we're going to sort of see a ballot battle royale of tax measures in 2016.
And from there, the list could keep growing. From 1912, the beginning of the initiative system in California, until now, only about one in five proposed ballot initiatives has ever made it on the ballot. But there have been years with a lot of propositions for voters to digest, in some cases, two dozen or more. Those days could return under this new, historically low bar for qualification. Might that spark some new calls for reform? Maybe, says strategist Beth Miller.
You know, if an enormously long ballot that frustrates voters or there's things on there that people think are frivolous, shouldn't have been able to qualify, maybe that will create critical mass to do the kind of review of the initiative process.
That, though, would be tough to pull off. For every tightening of the initiative process, critics would no doubt say it's a system less and less likely to be used by the average citizen it was designed to empower. And polls consistently show Californians, even when frustrated by the initiative process, like it. Good thing, in 2016 and 2018, there's now a pretty good chance voters will get to wield that power a lot. I'm John Myers in Sacramento.